All right, let's do this. I don't think we should record after a long day of doing stuff. I'm like so tired. I just want to party.
I want to pass out.
I do. I really do.
I know. I need to go finish cleaning my room.
All right, let's freaking do this. All right, Brandy. So, what's up, girl? How you doing?
Oh, well, you know, just great. Just came back from seeing Avengers Endgame. Finally. Like, we're like the last people on Earth to see it.
It's like 2 weeks late, but so what? I was seriously trying to avoid spoilers like the plague. Like measles or whatever the fuck's breaking out right now.
I know, and I watched the Spider-Man trailer, I think it was 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, so I know at least one character.
Spoiler alert. Endgame spoiler alert.
And you know what? The funny thing is that his character is the character that started the franchise.
Iron Man?
Yeah. Yeah. He started out the franchise with the first Iron Man movie. Mm-hmm. And then, because all of those Spider-Man movies, those really, like, the Spider-Man movies what's his face? The Welsh guy? Tom Holland.
Oh, Doctor Strange?
Pre-Tom Holland, I don't think they were part of the franchise, you know? Like, with,
with Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire and then, what's his name?
Garfield.
Face? Andrew Garfield, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it definitely tied up everything nicely.
It tied up all the loose ends and
packaged up everything in a nice little bow.
And it gave, Captain America a chance. I kind of like that he got the opportunity to...
Yeah.
Do his thing.
Yeah. For sure. He got to basically close a chapter or close a wound, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean, girl.
Anyway, how was your week, though?
What did I do this week? I think this week... Oh, I
got... Oh, my God. What's that?
Stickers. I ordered stickers for us. So, some swag. So,
cool beans.
Book of Lies podcast swag stickers.
Stickies.
Actually, I can pick them up on Monday. So, I've got
pick stickers. Pick them up. The same people that did your doggy stickers?
No. The one who did my banner for Beauty's Biscuits. They're called Cray Industries in where Lancaster.
Oh, Lancaster, okay.
Yeah, so they're legit. But yeah, I'm picking up stickers. So if you are a part of our Patreon community, you get free stickers.
And I'm looking into the enamel pens. There's just so many freaking people that are like, oh, and they're all in China. I'm like, I would like somebody in the U.S. to like make these freaking pins. I don't want to outsource to another freaking country. And the tariffs are going up, so who knows what the hell's gonna...
What's that? That's like a tax to get stuff in the country?
Mm-hmm, importing stuff. It's gonna raise the prices of a lot of consumer goods mm-hmm. in the country because the president is a fucking... Whatever. I don't like him, but, you know, so there's that.
I don't like you. That's the only part. I just don't like you.
I don't like him. I don't like his attitude. I don't like his views. I don't like his fucking encouraging racists to come out of the fucking woodwork and do fucking racist ass shit. I don't like people using him as their reason for doing stuff. I don't like it. I just don't like it. I don't like what he stands for.
This term's almost over, so I'm just hanging on. Anyway, let's talk about something better. So I got the stickers. The week was good. Productive. I went to work every day. Who does that?
I went to work every day. Who does that?
Who does
that? People who have jobs.
I know. It's so,
you know,
so
much people work. Who have to go to work.
I know. Me too. That's the... Oh, I went to a party. I went to a party on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. Yeah, it was just a good week, you know. Keep moving forward.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep moving forward. How was your week?
My week was full of shit. Full of shit. I mean, the one thing that I will say that was good about my week was that I did, like, my social media planning worked out for me this week. But personal life shit is just
to fuck up
teenage boys.
Oh yeah.
Specifically my teenage boy literally is like, I think he's trying to put me in the nut house. Like, that's what I think.
Trying to turn you into a nutter?
This is why the front of my fucking head is gray. Because of that boy. And it's just like, I really wish he would just get his shit together, Karen.
Get your shit together, Carol.
Carol, yeah. Carol, Karen. Carol. Cyril,
whatever. He could be Carol. He could be a fucking Carol.
I want him to get his stuff in order.
It's gonna be okay.
So, that is what has happened this week.
Okay. It's gonna be okay. I promise.
So, yeah. Like, it's like when one area of your life is going good,
mm-hmm.
another area has to fucking just take a shit. And shit right on top of your fucking head.
It's like a big old bird pooping.
It ain't a bird, man. That's like a fucking bat.
Yeah, but it's
a pterodactyl just, shit right
it's
on
just
your head.
Like the divine balance. It's just like everything can't go great. Someone has to poo-poo on your parade, and you just have to kind of survive it, and keep moving forward, learn from your lessons, mm-hmm. and don't let it beat you down.
Yeah, and I've been having, like, palpitations and shit, so yeah, it's weird. Just weird stuff going on. But anyway, enough of that shit.
Enough of that shit. If you're listening, welcome back. I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleek.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast. Yeah. So, again, if you're listening, hi, how you doing? If you are coming back and listening to us, welcome back.
Welcome back.
I used to like that show.
Really?
Mr. Cotta.
Why?
Mr. Cotta.
That was...
70s?
That was John Travolta's platform to make it into the movies and... You know.
You all start someplace. So he started here. So,
there.
Brandy.
Yeah, what are we talking about today?
Today, I hate this guy.
I hate this guy.
Let me just preface that right now. We are talking about Hamish McLaren or Hamish Watson or Hamish Phillip or Hamish Maxwell.
Or Maxwell.
Or Max Tavita.
Yeah, that's the one.
Who the fuck ever he decides he wants to be.
Today.
He's garbage.
He's a garbage person.
Man, so I had to do a lot of recon on this guy. I was turned on to this story from... The funny thing is, I heard about it from My Favorite Murder because Karen was listening to the podcast, Who the Hell is Hamish?
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, what is this about? And then this guy is just, he's just a fucking piece of work. He's like the Australian King Kong man. King Kong man.
Is he comparable to Bernie Madoff or like, is he worse?
He's worse than Bernie Madoff. He's a sicko. So, this guy's a bastard.
he's a bastard.
He's a con man. He's like King Kong man. He, let's just talk about him.
Yeah, so, let's do that.
Who the Hell is Hamish is a podcast, hosted by Greg Bearup, and he does a good job of investigating and reporting.
Yeah, he's an investigative reporter.
He's an investigative reporter. He does a really good job at his job. And, there's lots of people who, you know, spoke up about Hamish.
A lot of interviews,
but a lot of people didn't want to be identified.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy was like, I don't trust anything about this anymore. Like, this whole situation. Yeah. I don't want to be involved. I don't want to be dragged down. And that guy sounded old. He sounded like really old.
Yeah, exactly. So I really don't know where to start here. How about from the beginning?
Yeah, okay, well, how about, like, he started doing his bullshit in the 90s, right?
Yeah, so in the mid-90s, okay, so Hamish McLaren now, he was born Hamish Watson.
Right.
Born Hamish Watson.
Mm-hmm.
So Hamish is from Australia, but he just moves around all over, so I really wasn't able to pinpoint exactly where he was born, but who cares, he's garbage.
What about his parents?
I'll tell you about his parents, which is funny. Anyway, he was brought up in a family. It was him and his sister. And he was brought up from a nice family, you know, a good neighborhood, went to good schools, had friends, everything. Mm-hmm. But apparently, like, his parents were a little cold to him. And I think he kind of resented that. Or he wanted...
Like, what, he didn't get enough love?
Yeah, I guess his dad was, like, super cold and he, like, wanted more. So he started lying. He started making
shit up. To get attention.
They say it was to get attention, but he just started making stuff up as, like, as life went on, just in the 90s.
He would just create stories?
Uh-huh. Like, he used to say his parents were dead. He would, like, meet women. Yeah. So this guy was a con man, so he would con anybody. He would con his friends, he would con his girlfriends.
They weren't his friends. If he was conning them, they were not his friends.
They
thought they were his friends.
They thought they were his friends, right. And he would, you know, act like they were his friends.
Yeah.
But what this guy would do... Anyway, let me just finish. Anyway, so he comes from a nice family, seems to be fine, but the parents were a little cold to him. He felt like he was unwanted.
Even his mom.
He pretended that he had a twin brother. Yes. And he pretended that he killed his twin brother. He would tell people, like, girls on dates, because he was on a lot of dating apps.
Oh,
and so he was just, like, meeting people and just, like, finessing them and working them. And he would tell people, that's Phil. And they're like, who the fuck is Phil? And he's like, oh, Phil's my twin brother. I killed him when we were, like, 16. I ran him over with a car.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
What's that's Phil? Like, what, he would just randomly shout out, that's Phil?
He would have pictures in his house of himself, two pictures of himself that he put together. And he would say, that's his twin brother, Phil.
Oh,
and
for it was fuck's really sake. Him. Okay.
Yeah. And so people were like, why the fabrication? Why the lies?
Pictures of himself.
Mm-hmm.
At what age?
Side by side.
As kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because Phil died when he was like 16 or something. So as a kid, he was just like, oh, this is Phil. But then he would tell girlfriends this. And then, like, he would introduce the girlfriends, like, to his family.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, this is, like, one girlfriend was like, oh, you know, Hamish is off visiting Phil at the gravesite today.
The family would say this?
No. Hamish told a girlfriend that he was off to go visit his brother's grave.
Oh, okay.
And then the girlfriend happened to talk to the sister, and she was like, oh, well, Hamish is off visiting Phil at the graveyard or whatever. And she's like, who's Phil? And he's like, his twin brother. And she's like, girl, you need to come over. You need to come over. Because a lot of people didn't talk about him also just because, like, he's a part of the family and they knew he was a fucking shit person.
Wait, who didn't talk about him?
Like, the people who wouldn't name themselves.
Uh-huh.
And the people who, like, the sister, she was like, oh, you need to come over here so I can talk to you. Like, it seemed like any girl that was involved with him, when he would start lying and then she would happen to know, she would kind of fill them in, but, like... He's a fucking liar, by the way. This is my brother, but he's a liar.
Hold on. Okay, so any girl that he brought home, that should immediately be the first thing out of her mouth. Like, he's gonna lie to you.
Be careful. Yeah.
Just go away. Like, mm-hmm. Leave. You don't need to be with him.
Yep.
But anyway, my bad. Go ahead.
So he was doing this stuff in the 90s, so...
I killed my brother. Idiot.
So in the mid-90s, Hamish was a trader.
A day trader?
A trader on the Sydney Futures Exchange floor.
Okay, so he was a stock trader.
Right, and...
I thought you were saying trader to the country.
No, like a stock trader. Mm-hmm. And it was a private boys' club at its core.
Yeah, it still is.
Right, and they were all from, like, similar demographics and became friends and, you know, despite being competitors.
Right.
But in the circle, Hamish was known as a one-trade Charlie. So, apparently to be a trader, the way he was doing it, like, you could just rent a table or a chair or whatever and come in when you want, because he was an independent trader. So, he didn't work for anybody, but he still, you know, was a trader, mm-hmm. learned what he needed to learn.
So, he basically, like, managed to get his license.
Well, I don't even think so. So, he used to, he had a local seat on the floor, and he traded. But he traded one or two a day, but would make out... So he would sell, like, one or two trades a day, but he would fabricate and say it was, like, 20 or 30. So he's doing, like, one or two sales or trades, but he was like, oh, I'm balling out of control. I'm getting 20. I'm getting 30. So he's lying to people. And someone was like, it was all rubbish. He was full of shit. a fellow trader, Tom Brown, told the podcast. But basically... he'd be talking about big trade, and he was just lying. He was there as a local trader, which meant he didn't work for anybody. Mm-hmm. But during that, another trader explained that he would be lucky to make $40,000 a year based on the amount of trading that he was doing. Uh-huh. But he was balling out of control. So it was like he's driving like expensive cars, luxury cars, and he's got these fancy places. And it's like, well, how were you getting this fucking money from? But we'll talk about that. But they would just like make fun of him because he was a fucking liar. They were just like, oh, here this motherfucker comes. He was like, we used to laugh at him. No matter what you do, he fucking one-up you. So it was like, he was like, oh, I went on a ski trip. And he was like, well, I'm a ski instructor. Oh,
I'm a ski instructor.
Right. Exactly. He was just fucking
me. What?
He's a one-upper. It's like, oh, hey, Brandy, I just won the lotto. Like, oh, well, I won three lottos. Loser. He's just a one-upper and somebody that just has to outdo you. But, He's an asshole. But Hamish is hanging out with the traders, even though he's doing one or two trades. But he's learning their lingo. He's learning how to talk like them. He's learning how to sell people. He's learning like the outs and ins.
So basically, like he's picking up the trade from just hanging out with these dudes.
Mm-hmm. And like here's a quote from actually this information that I also got. So I did listen to that podcast. But then I also went to mamamia.com.au, where I got some information.
An Australian website?
Yeah, a lot of Australian websites. So they were saying that Hamish had been learning their lingo, drinking in their knowledge, and refining his pitch. And he was then using this well-oiled pitch in the outside world on unsuspecting victims. So what he would do is he would coerce people in the promise of extraordinary returns. So what he was doing is he would tell people or get people or victims to invest their life savings, their retirement, their children's fucking education, their money, all kinds of shit. So what he would do...
I know he was like, don't give me all your money. Give me a little bit and then we'll see if we can work together. Like, you know, and he was giving them returns or showing them statements. And then they would give him more money.
I felt like with this motherfucker, he wasn't even that slick. He would just take people's money and fuck off. He really would. He would like, okay, this one particular... And this, actually, this guy has been doing this for 30 years. Let me just say this right now. He's been doing this shit for 30 years, getting away with it for 30 years, running the same con for 30 years. This one story I just want to tell you guys about is when he conned his ex-wife.
He was married.
Yes, he was married. Her name was Beck. Her name was...
Rebecca?
Beck Rosen.
Okay.
And Beck Rosen, when she met Hamish, she was a mother of three, a divorced mother of three from Blues Beach in North Sydney. So she met him in 2008. And when she met him, she said he was kind of frumpy, a little fat, like just like... And he would come in and talk to her and she's like, ugh, this fucker. But he was very confident. He's very charismatic. And he just weighed on her. He just was very persistent. Uh-huh. And they say the way this motherfucker works, because he's always working women too. So he's just not conning up, like just conning like, you know, your aunt, your uncle, your dad, whatever. He's conning women also. Uh-huh. So his thing was like he was very engaged. He would listen to you. And it's like, oh my God, you're listening to me. You must be the one.
Ugh.
Ugh. Exactly. He was just a really good listener. Tell me more. Oh, how do you feel about that? Like, he knows how to talk to you and get you to spill your guts.
Yeah.
So that was the thing that he would do. So she was like, okay, well, I guess the best I can do is Hamish. So, all right, I'll roll the dice. So
really? Like, she said the best she could do was him.
Because she was like, I'm a divorced woman. You know, I've got three kids. Who's going to want me? And people think like that. And that's how she was thinking in 2008. So then she dated Hamish, and then they got married in 2010. So in 2010, you know, he marries her, and she's got three boys. But the oldest boy was Jack. And Hamish took a liking to Jack. He was a father figure, and he pretty much raised him, helped him train, because Hamish was really into fitness. And
but he was a fat guy.
At that time. He was probably down on his luck somewhat because he would get caught. People would catch him like, Hamish, give me my fucking money. I gave you $750,000 and they took the thing from, what's that called? Over there, it's called a superannuation.
It's just, I don't know.
It's paid from your pension. It's a retirement. Okay. So it's called a superannuation. Someone will tell me if I'm wrong or not, why I'm wrong, but that's how I'm pronouncing it. So he would get people to,
They call them pensioners in England.
Well, yeah. In Australia, it's called something different. Anyway, so,
No, the people who are, like, the old people are...
So I'm just thinking, like, he might have just been down on this luck because he's an asshole. But anyway, he meets her, and things seem to be fine, and then they end up getting married, and he's like, oh, let's get married. I want to buy your parents' house. So it'll be a house for you and the kids. And then Beck's father...
Her parents' house.
Yeah, her parents' house. Because they wanted to sell their house.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like, I'll buy the house. And then the father-in-law was just like, I don't think so.
Like, he didn't want to sell it to him?
He didn't want to sell it to him. There was just something that just didn't sit right with him, and he didn't sell him the house, fortunately.
Okay.
Because he has a con about houses, too, and I'll tell you about that. But anyway, Beck and her son, Jack. So, Jack has a girlfriend, and her name is, quote-unquote, Jane. She didn't want to be... Her name's Jane. So, Jane is the oldest of six kids. Two of the kids, twins, they are, like, bad health. One, like, passed away really early. The other one passed away at 15, and I think Jane was, like, 16 or 17 when her younger sister passed away. But the child was always sick, and, you know, it was just a regular thing. Mm-hmm. So it was super stressed out, full at the house. So when she got with Jack, she would just hang out over at Beck and Hamish's house.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, this is a really nice place. I can just be normal. You know, nobody really
don't have to worry about shit.
Exactly. So she was really comfortable there. So Jack is training with Hamish, and then Jane is like, okay, well, Hamish would, like, take a liking to her. I'm like, oh, you should, like, hang out with us, too. And then all of a sudden, it's just him and Jane hanging out together. Mm. And he would just be, like, really, like, inappropriate. Like, oh, you're so pretty. And she's like, oh, whatever, shut up. And, you know, and she's 15, 16. She's very impressionable.
A teenager.
Exactly. Yeah. But he's working her. So he's,
What the fuck? Teenagers don't have no money for you to freaking...
Teenagers don't have any money, but okay. He would listen to her. Oh, how are you doing in school? Ugh, how's your sister? God. He was like, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can to make your sister well and make her feel better and get her, you know, the help she needs. And, you know, Jane is...
What's wrong with the other sister?
She had cerebral palsy and...
Not the twin. The not twin, right?
No, the twin.
Different.
So there was twins.
Right.
These are the ones that are sick. One of the twins died at a young age.
Right.
And then the other twin that's still alive, she has cerebral palsy.
Oh, so she ends up dying during this.
Yeah, okay. And muscular dystrophy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's just, it's terrible.
Ugh.
So, Hamish is just, I'll take care of you, whatever your family needs, I'm here to help. And she's listening to him. And she's like, well, this is my boyfriend's father, you know, stepdad, so I trust him. And as time is going on, he's grooming her. He's like, oh, I want to help you. And she ends up introducing Hamish to her grandparents. And he ends up conning her grandparents.
Oh, Jesus.
So, you know, she introduces him to the grandparents. And then he happens to start having a relationship with the grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
He convinces them to invest $1.1 million of their savings, of their retirement. And I think they even took money out against their home to give him this money because he was promising all these returns and investments and, you know, whatever.
What was he promising? Like, did he give them a
percentage? I don't even think there was never a percent. It was just going to be crazy. Like, it's just you're going to get so much money back. You're just going to lose your fucking mind.
Oh.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Well, he's a fucking asshole.
What
so
the
while
hell?
He's doing this, he's working the grandparents. He's got Jane, and he's like, oh, I'm going to take you to Sydney. And I'm going to introduce you to some people, and you're going to do work here, and you're going to do work there. And she's going on trips alone with this grown-ass fucking man, and she's, like, 16 years old. So, he was, like, they were, like, having first, like, it was, like, a mental type affair. He was just, like, you know.
An emotional affair.
Exactly. But then I guess she goes to Sydney with him, and, like, he gets her drunk,
oh,
and he kisses her.
God.
He kisses her. And she was just like, oh shit, this fucker kissed me.
No.
No. Yeah. And then it didn't happen again until months later. Then he tried something else with her and like she just let it happen.
Oh my God. What?
And she's 16, 17 years old while this is happening.
What's the legal age of consent in Australia?
I don't know, but they like the police didn't even talk. Anyway.
I'm just saying, yeah, like,
this was.
But still, that's fucking weird, it's, creepy,
it's
fucking.
Gross. Yeah. So.
He should have gotten shot in the fucking head right there.
But he's taking her on trips here. And then the mom, as he's, like, hanging out with Jane all the time, they're, like, running around on the beach. They're really kiddy with each other. She's watching him stare, like, fucking, I fuck the girl, like, pretty much.
His wife.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, what's going on with you and Jane? What the fuck is going on? And then they're like, you need to stop. Like, even the son's mom, you're being jealous. You need to calm down.
Wait. Her son,
Jack.
Is saying that
mom needs to calm down.
Is jealous of my girlfriend.
You're jealous of my girlfriend. You're jealous of Hamish. You need to calm down because Hamish is in the son's ear.
Oh, fuck. So he's tearing this family apart. Sake. Oh, well, that's definitely some Dirty John shit, which we will talk about next week. But
he's tearing this family apart.
Uh-huh.
So then she's like, I know there's something going on. People are saying things. Like, what the fuck is going on? I just don't feel right about this. And then Jane was like, there's nothing going on. He's just, you know, he's just really here to help me. So then Hamish tells Jane, like, she's doing really good in school. She's, like, super bright. And Hamish is, like, giving her money when she goes to Sydney. He's like, oh, here's some money. Go buy whatever you want. And he would take off and do whatever he would want to do. And he's just a creep. So anyway, he decided to say, oh, I'm going to help you get into Princeton. So they're going to go to the States, the U.S. So they travel, but
that's illegal. Well, it's illegal here.
They travel separately. Okay. So he's very slick about traveling separately and not letting people see his passport and whatever. But Mom Beck knew that they were going to Princeton because apparently Hamish has all these connections and he was full of shit. He didn't have any connections. The motherfucker lied and said that he knew Tom Cruise and that Tom Cruise is coming to a part. Anyway, he's full of shit. So they go to the States.
Well, there is a lot of Scientologists in Australia. But anyway, go ahead.
They go to Princeton and anybody can do a fucking tour of any college. And he was like, I'm going to introduce you to people. You're going to meet people. I'm going to hook you up. I got you. You're a shoo-in. You're a shoo-in. But they just go and do a walk around campus and they don't meet anybody. They don't talk to anybody. And Jane's like, okay, we just did a tour. All right. I guess that's cool. I mean, she's 17. She doesn't know what to fucking say. So that happens. And while they were in,
New York, I mean, Princeton,
and I believe they did stay in New York. They had sex.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and the
this was okay. So this was she had let it happen before. Mm-hmm. Like this is after that.
This is after that. It's been progressing for months.
Oh my God!
And like she's having a
sexual relationship,
with him. And she's like, she feels like shit. She's in this house and she's playing a game. And Hamish is like, don't you fucking falter. You know, stick to the story. He's in her fucking head. And when they went to the States, the wife, Beck, she's like, don't you fucking see Jane when you're in the States. Don't you see her.
So she knew they were going on this tour.
She was supposed to be going. And then Hamish had some traveling to do. So they just happened to be over there at the same time.
No, Beck.
Beck what?
Beck knew she knew that they were supposed to go on a tour at Princeton.
That he was set this up for her.
Oh, so she knew they would be in town, but she didn't know that he was supposed to be on this tour with her. Okay, got it.
Yeah, because she was like, don't you see? Because she knew there was something going on.
Right.
So anyway, the tour's over, and he was like, well, you know, I'm supposed to tell Beck that we didn't see each other. And then Jane was like, can you just tell her that we ran into each other, like, in the airport or something? Because she was with the motherfucker all weekend.
Didn't take pictures.
What kind of story are you going to tell? Who were you with?
I was by myself.
Like, something. So, you hear the interview from Beck, and you hear the interview from Jane.
Uh-huh.
And Beck says that when they got back or whatever, she was like, I know there's, in my heart, I know there's something going on to Jane.
Right.
And Jane's like, you should be happy for me. You should be happy for me. Like, you know, Hamish is trying to help me. And she says this to this woman, and this, what she, you know, Becca's like, well, what else am I supposed to do? Like, you know, I'm confronting them and you're not saying anything, right? On the other side of the story, like a few episodes later, you hear Jane's side of the story, and she was broken up in tears. She was like, I ruined a family. I was too young. Like, he was a predator.
He mind-fucked her.
He was a predator.
Yeah.
And she was like, and I said, she was boohooing. She's like, I said to this woman that, you know, she should be happy for me. And, you know, I looked this woman in her eye and I told her that, you know, she was just like, she felt like shit.
Well, as
she should.
Yeah.
She should.
I'm sorry you feel bad. Okay. Not
that
sorry.
Happens. And while this is all going on, Hamish has her grandparents' money.
Oh, God.
So, so Jane's grandparents are,
so he's just like,
he's a sicko. Jane's grandparents are Peter and Lorraine Cross. And Peter and Lorraine Cross have been living debt-free before Hamish convinced them to invest their savings,
oh God,
their superannuation, and remortgage their investment properties. Hamish defrauded them $1.1 million.
Oh, my God.
So then while this is going on, she finds out later on that her grandparents had invested in Hamish. And then she was like, why? Like, she's 17, so who's going to tell a 17-year-old what they're doing with their finances?
Right.
But they're like, hey, girl, we gave Hamish some fucking money.
And she introduced them.
Exactly.
So.
She feels bad about that. She's like, I feel horrible that I introduced him. So they finally say, hey, girl, have you heard from Hamish? We've been trying to reach him. He's not answering the phone. And we need some money. We got to, like,
we have bills to pay.
Now we have bills to pay because we gave Hamish this money and he promised us this amazing returns. So she calls Hamish. Because, like, after the Princeton thing, like, the truth eventually came out as to what was going on.
The truth about
Hamish
them two?
And her and them two and everything.
Okay.
And eventually Beck, Rosen, and Hamish got divorced in 2015. So they were married in 2010, got divorced in 2015. But now Jane is stuck up in the Hamish world because she's trying to talk to him to get some fucking money for her grandparents. She's like, can you just give them their money back? And he's like, oh, it's tied up. I can't. I'll throw them a little change or something. And her grandparents never get their fucking money. Jesus. They never get their money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he just keeps doing this to people. So then there was another guy, and then I'm just not going to do a timeline. He just fucks everybody. Everybody he comes into contact, he fucks them. Oh, let me tell you what he did to Beck. Oh, he didn't just, like, she... He didn't just
shit on her with a child.
Not just that. So he was signing her name fraudulently.
Oh, God.
He had, like, 4 different luxury vehicles leased out to her and him. And so she was like, I didn't sign this. That's not my fucking name. And then...
That's not my signature.
Exactly. But he was working with some fucking asshole who was like, oh, well, you know, it's fine. Hamish said that you were, like, a shut-in. Like, you don't like to leave the house or something. And she's like, no. So he got all these cars out, you know, in her name. And so they have to freaking find the cars and collect them because he was doing that. And so he tried to buy the parents' house, right? What he did to another guy. So this one fella, where was this at? This is in the States. The people were selling their house. They were selling a home. It was like worth $850,000. And Hamish was like, oh, I'll buy the house from you. And like he knew them from like skiing or something.
So he was a skier and a surfer.
He was a skier, he was a surfer, and he would like to drive fancy cars. And he would just like to like present this, I'm so rich, I'm affluent, I've got famous friends. And he used to date some bitch.
Some bitch.
Her name was called The Pleasure Machine.
Gabrielle
Richens. He dated her.
She sounds like a superhead type, but anyway.
I think that's exactly what she looked like. She looked like a freaking porn star.
Oh, God.
Whose fucking name is The Pleasure Machine?
Whose name is Superhead?
Bitches. Anyway. So he's like, I'll buy the house from you.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like, I'll give you a deposit of $100,000. And then I'll wire you the rest. And they're like, okay, we'll take the $100,000. And he was like, could you just send...
I'll wire you the rest.
Yeah. Once everything's done, once, you know, escrow, I'll get you the rest of the money.
But wait. Okay. So basically he was saying that he was going to buy this house for cash. Not a loan. Like, I'm not going to get a loan. Right. I'm going to buy your house for cash.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So they get the deposit, and then he's like, well, just sign the house over to me now, and then I'll get you the rest of the money.
No. Why would I do that?
Why would I do that? Because you trust me.
I don't trust you. Oh, but these are his friends, right?
These are people he knows. Quote, unquote, friends.
Fuck you, dude. I'm sorry, but I don't trust you $7,750,000 worth. Sorry.
Exactly. So, he was trying to get these people's house, and he just kept saying, oh, the money's coming, the money's coming. Here, just fill this out, sign this, sign this. And the money never came.
No.
You're shaking your head so hard.
No, don't do that.
So fucking hard. And, so he doesn't end up getting the house, and the people send him back his $100,000, and he doesn't end up getting these people for their money. Because they were just like, this doesn't feel right, and they pulled
out
of it.
No, fuck no. Exactly. That, first of all, if you can buy my house for cash the way you say you're going to do it, then buy my house for cash immediately. Don't try to freaking play me and, I'll get you the rest. No, asshole. You can wait for the house then.
That's what he was going to do to Beck's parents, I'm sure. He was going to say, oh, I'll give you this much. Just sign it over to me. Put it in my name.
Mm-hmm.
He would do that to fucking people. So this other guy who got conned by him.
And then he would have the paperwork and be like, sorry, you already gave me the house.
You gave me the house. It's mine. It's mine. Thanks.
God, what a fucking asshole.
See you later. This is my house.
And then what would he be doing with these houses? Flipping them and selling them?
I'm not really sure what he was doing with the houses.
Probably selling them for more money.
Mm-hmm.
Because he only got it for $100,000. Oh, God. He's an ass.
He was an asshole. And he was doing this shit. He wasn't just doing this in Australia. So he was doing it in Australia. He was doing it in Hong Kong. He was doing it in Canada. He was doing
Hong
it
Kong.
In Britain and in the U.S.
Oh, my God.
So he's got, like, a network of people who he's like, oh, I'm going to go work here. I'm going to work there. Like, for instance, he got this other guy. His name is, he's still around. His name is Neville Samich.
Yeah, that's Samich. A British name.
He actually met him, so Neville and this guy, Hamish, they were contacted by, it was like a Mercedes dealership, and at the time, Hamish was renting an office in the Mercedes dealership, and Neville and Hamish got contacted because they were going to get the McLaren Mercedes or something.
They were going to get a Mercedes named after him or something?
No, he changed his name to McLaren after he got this Mercedes.
Oh.
He changed his name from Hamish Watson to Hamish McLaren.
Oh my God.
He was changing his name, but he legally changed his name to McLaren.
Right.
But anyway, so he meets this guy, Neville, and they were the only two people who were able to get this car. They were like on the list, and they got the call saying, hey, these two cars are here. Do you want to buy one? All right, cool. So Neville goes in to buy the whip, right? The car, the Mercedes.
Uh-huh.
And Hamish had an office in there, and Hamish was the other guy who was going to get a McLaren. So as this is going on, him and Hamish strike up conversation, and he ends up getting Neville to give him $2 million.
What?
Yes. And the Neville, they say he's like a self-made, you know, millionaire or whatever. Like, he was a family business, but he never really, like, did anything wild or spent any crazy money. He got a McLaren. He talked to Hamish. Hamish convinced him to invest money with him, $2 million. And it fucked him.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, what?
Yeah. So, it fucked him because he never got that money back.
Of course not.
His business, like, he had to lay people off. They're bouncing checks. And he would just keep calling Hamish.
He pulled money out of the business to fucking give this man $2 million. Okay. Oh, my God.
It's stressful, right? And I feel bad for these people just because it's like, when you get conned, you feel like a fucking idiot. You feel like a fool. Did I tell you about that time I got conned?
Yeah, the check thing, right?
The check thing. Yeah.
Do you guys want to know? I told you about that, though. I told you.
You told me about that, but I did it before.
No, you told me. You said. This is what you said. I got this email.
No, it wasn't. That's not what happened.
It wasn't the email?
Mm-hmm. No. But it was the same fucking situation. So what happened was, I was on LinkedIn, And this girl I went to high school with, and we actually, no, we didn't go to high school together. Fuck
yeah,
that.
You got a message.
Yeah, we went to college, and it was a message from her.
Talking about, I made money, blah, blah, blah. Okay, go ahead.
Blah, blah, blah. But I trusted this chick just because, like, I went to college with her, and we worked for the same company in real life.
Mm-hmm.
We both worked for Culver Hearst.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got the message, and I was like, okay. And then that's how it, like, I got my information mixed up with these people. Anyway, they sent me a fucking check. You never cash these checks. Anybody mails your check, don't fucking cash it. I cashed the check like an idiot. I'm thinking I'm going to be a freaking secret shopper or something. And...
But when you told me that they sent you a check...
It was probably afterwards I checked it.
I said, that's a scam. You're like, well, so-and-so told me about it. And I was just like... because I have been mailed literally, like, without getting on anybody's list. Mm-hmm. I've just been mailed checks.
I've gotten the check mailed to me.
And they were, like, 10 grand. Mm-hmm. Like, they were money. Like, a lot of money.
Oh, my.
And it says, send us this much, you keep this much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. One had a freaking U.S. bank stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the stamp was so blurry. Like, it would look like it had been copied and copied and recopied and copied so much
mm-hmm.
that it was just like...
I feel stupid. Don't get me wrong. Like, ugh. I felt really dumb after I did it. So what I did was...
And I called U.S. bank.
Actually,
I didn't call U.S. bank. I called the company they said they were with.
Let me just tell you what happened to me. Because this is not me.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, but I'm just saying, I called one of those companies that they said they were from, and they were like, no, we don't do that. You need to report them to... And I was like, okay, cool. But anyway, go ahead.
I cashed the check.
9 to 5.
I took the money,
mm-hmm.
and I fucking, like, took a majority of it, and I took it to Western Union, and I sent the money.
Mm-hmm.
And... I didn't do it in the timely manner that they wanted me to do it in, so I did it days later.
Mm-hmm.
So then, after I sent the money, it was 2 days later, and then I saw that check that I cashed in my bank account bounced.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was short, like, $1,200, $1,300 or something like that. And then my heart sunk.
Uh-huh.
Like, I, like, shit myself. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I'm a bad person. And I fell for a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
So I'm freaking out. I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then I was like, I just sent the money like 2 days ago. I called Western Union. I was like, Western Union, hey, I just got frauded. I sent this fucking money. What can I do here? Can we stop it? And they were like, oh, the money hasn't been picked up yet. Yeah, we'll go ahead and cancel that for you. And then I walked my ass fucking down like Sunset to a Western Union place and I got my fucking money.
Yeah.
So I was a lucky person. Like, I was fortunate. I felt really stupid. And, you know, it sucks feeling stupid and getting had.
And you're lucky because there was a lady who was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And she got arrested at the bank. At her bank.
Oh.
She didn't know. She, again, was under the same guise. She was a woman who was looking for work
mm-hmm.
and applied to one of these companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent her a check and she tried to cash it at her bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they called the police on her.
Shit. Well, I'm glad. Thank you for not calling the police on me, Chase. Thank you so much. They're like, oh, well, she's got it. She's got it in there. We're just going to take it back. We're going to just take this money back. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
Yeah.
I did have to pay, like, a bounce check fee, so I was out, like, $35, but it's better than $1,000.
Yeah,
more like $1,250.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. Anyway, so it's embarrassing. Like, you get conned, it sucks,
like, that wasn't your life savings.
That wasn't my life savings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just, like, rent. Could have been on the street. It sucks. So anyway, he cons this guy $2 million and he's trying to get the money. He's just like reaching out to him. Hamish, where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money? And Hamish is like, oh, I'm getting your money. I'm getting your money. I'm getting your money. And then finally he's like, oh, I'm going to mail you your check. And he's like, finally, you're going to send me the money. And then the wife is like waiting for like the DHL carrier to come and bring the fucking check because that's what Hamish promised. She gets the check. I mean, she gets the envelope, opens it up, and it's fucking empty. There's no fucking check in it.
What the so he paid a fucking courier to take an empty envelope to their house. What a douchebag.
Just fucking throw that big middle finger up in the face, and that was a big fuck you. He's an asshole.
Did they know? So by this time, he had moved out of the Mercedes?
Yes, because then what he was trying to do was, what was his name? him. Neville goes back to the dealership. He's like, hey, assholes, you got me mixed up with this motherfucker Hamish. He took $2 million of my dollars. He must work for you. And they're like, he doesn't work for us. Like,
he was just renting
a place. We have no association. That's not our problem.
So do you think he was, like, schmoozing people who would come into the Mercedes dealerships? Like, because obviously if you have, you're shopping for Mercedes, you have money.
Yeah.
So he was, like, schmoozing up to them, pretending to work for the dealership.
I think he may have, like, came across that he was a little bit more involved with the, organization than he really was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what he was doing. Like, he was very, apparently very charismatic, very charming. Uh-huh. People liked him.
Like, yeah, I've got these deals going on and blah, blah, blah,
I'm
blah.
Sure he had a bunch of energy. Oh, but they say he's a fucking psychopath. Just, like, the way
he... You have to be to do this.
The way he operates. And then, like, he would call the people. He'd be like, oh, don't worry, I'm going to get you your money. And he just wouldn't give them their fucking money. So Neville ends up finding this guy. His last name is Lee. What was his name? Something Lee. And this guy Lee apparently used to or does find money. Or he finds people that aren't able to be found. Like
in debt. Oh, like he's a collector. He's a PI or something.
Right. He'll do your dirty work and get it done. And apparently he said he had to, like, repossess somebody's jet or something like that. I don't know. It's absurd.
But, well, if you can't afford your jet.
Right. Well, this guy, he was like...
it's absurd.
he charges $250,000 just to sit down and talk with him. And his retainer is $250,000 for, like, bribing people... For fees, for having to, you know, do this.
Yeah, they have to do some underhanded shit.
And he's on the podcast. He's like, I know where the money is. But, you know, Neville didn't want to get the money. Like, you know, Neville...
What does that mean? He couldn't pay your fee, so that means he didn't want to get the money?
Exactly right. So,
I'm sorry, I can't afford you. Oh, well, you don't want the money then.
I think he talked to him and talked to him about it. And I guess the guy, the Lee guy, was just like, okay, we're talking about it. It's on. Let's go. And it does even say, well, here's the money. He's just like, well, now you owe me money.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So, okay. His retainer is $250,000. If I had that money, I wouldn't need you. Exactly. Asshole. Like, can you can
take my
that.
Money for, exactly. Get my money first and you take that out of the fucking
thing.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
That you're doing a service. Oh, these people drive me crazy.
But this guy's like, he's like, I have to do everything Hamish is doing. To get the money back. He's like, but I'm not using it for evil, conning people. I'm using my skills and everything I've learned and acquired to help you and get your money back.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're such a fucking angel.
You're such an angel. Thank you so much.
Right?
So, the money, Neville never gets his fucking money.
Right.
And took him for $2 million, a $2 million investment, never saw the money again. And I wrote, hired a creep to find him. He did. He hired a fucking creep to find him. Fucking
asshole. Did he find him?
He said he knew where the money was.
Okay, so he... Okay.
He never...
Because he didn't do the work, right? Like, he didn't get a chance to because he didn't get paid a retainer or whatever.
But... The thing, the way this guy operated was like, okay, we're talking about this. It's right. $250,000 to just talk with me.
Uh-huh.
And since we're talking about it, I'm going to go ahead and do work. Give me his name. Give me his birthday. Give me everything you know about him. I'm going to go handle this. And then, like, he's doing his own thing, and Neville's like, okay. And he's like, don't worry, I'm going to get this for, like, spending money, doing all this research and stuff. And he's like, okay, well, I know where the money is. You need to pay me now.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I'll get your money. And then Neville's like, no, dude, I didn't even want you to do all this work. And he's like, so you need to give me my money. I guess this guy tried to strong-arm
him. I'm going to hire you somebody to break your legs or whatever.
I guess he tried to strong-arm him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're, of course, telling two different stories as well of to their interaction and what really went down.
Of course, because everybody has their own truth, and then there's actual truth. But anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, Hamish is a big, fat liar. so just so you guys know, Hamish is... arrested now. He's
arrested now.
he's not stealing people's money as we maybe he might be doing it from jail.
It's very possible. They still interact with people.
Huh?
They still interact with people.
Yeah.
Maybe he's fucking conning inmates out of cigarettes or something. Mm-hmm. Who knows what?
Well, when he was arrested, he was dating,
wasn't it like, I want to say Patty.
Her name is Tracy Hall.
Tracy, yeah.
So Tracy Hall was Hamish's girlfriend at the time of his arrest.
For 15 months they dated.
Well, yeah, and at this, she knew him as Max Tavita. So she didn't know who...
Wait. Okay, hold on.
She's dating Hamish. Hamish is going by an alias while they're dating.
Right.
And she met him, like, on an app or something. But she thinks he's Max Tavita.
Right.
So she's the girlfriend that he's dating at the time. She's the one that kind of sets off the whole... She's the first girl in the first episode of the podcast.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they come to arrest Max or whatever. And they're like, blah, 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 blah.
She was looking for him because... She was, like, texting him, and he wasn't answering. And so she was like, I need to contact the people he's surfing with and the people. And then she called the police.
Oh, okay. She was looking for his ass.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, we got Hamish. And she's like,
who the hell is Hamish?
Who the hell is Hamish?
Yeah. No, they couldn't tell him. Huh? Her. She called the police.
Oh.
And she was like, okay, yeah, you've arrested him. And they're like, oh, yeah, we know. But the name that you were giving us is not his name.
Oh.
And so she was like, what are you talking about? Well, then what's his name? They're like, we can't tell you. So then...
she Googles it, right?
His brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
His brother-in-law texts her and he's like, hey, you know, Hamish something, something, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, is in jail or whatever. And she's like, who the hell is... Oh, no, she's like, who the fuck is Hamish? And he's like... Hamish McCleary.
The dude that you're dicking down with.
Yeah, and then she was like, what?
That's why I...
Oh, Hamish's brother-in-law. That's what the text said. This is Hamish's brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who the hell is Hamish? Got it. He's a fucking asshole. That's why I check ID. And apparently he defrauded this
That's
chick.
Why I check ID.
Yeah, he defrauded...
Whose ID do you check?
Whoever I need to. Long ago when I had to date, I was checking ID. I really was. I don't care.
Were you really?
I really was.
That's hilarious.
Oh, can I see your ID?
You were just asking to see ID.
If we were like on a date or something.
Like, do you have a license? Can I see it?
Can I see your identification, please? Fucker. But he got,
God, that's hilarious.
He got her for $317,000. Yeah. He fucking frauded her. And I think these bitches are sticking around just because they want their money back, maybe. But I heard he was fucking shite in bed. Like, they were like, he was just like, he would disassociate. And he was like, he wasn't very, like, sexual with them.
Yeah, because it took them, like, they dated for, like, 10 weeks before they even kissed.
I would be like, you are making me doubt my hotness, and I can't deal with this. Like, I can't deal with it.
Who did you tell that to?
I have to tell somebody. Yeah, I did. Yeah. You're making me doubt my hotness. And ladies, our hotness cannot be doubted. We can't tolerate that. If they make you doubt your hotness, you need to let them know.
Let them know or let them go.
Let them know or let them go. Because, hello, all this fire, you can't be freaking trying to extinguish this flame, baby.
Okay, can I quote you on that?
Yes. But apparently he was garbage. Like, he went on a vacation with this chick for, like, 3 weeks, and they only did it, like, 3 times. And she was just, like, we're in freaking, like, I think they were, like, in the Philippines or something, and it was just super, she was, like, sex was just, like, super vanilla. He would have to take a shower before they would even get down. And it was, like, I guess it was, like, always, like, missionary, just, like, super bleh. And he was just lame. I heard he was just lame at it. And they were just like, that's because he's a psycho. It's just because he just feels nothing for anybody.
That's so...
All
except for the 12-year-old. I mean, 17-year-old.
She said it was like that, too. Well, for her, it was probably normal because she was, like, 16.
Yeah, she didn't know anything.
Well, and I feel bad for... I kind of feel bad for her. It's like, you've been in a situation... I mean, when you were young, we all done stupid things that we regret.
And she had a rough life. Like, she basically was trying to come up. And this guy was just fucking her, basically. And literally,
was using her as, like, arm candy. Because he always wanted to have, like, someone attractive on his arm. He wanted to, like, you know, show that image that...
Ooh, so his wife wasn't attractive?
He would talk shit about her. He was like, you need to lose weight.
Oh, God. What did he marry her for, then? Because he was a fucking...
He wanted something from her. Man. He conned her. He used her credit and got all these cars. Oh, he wanted to buy her in-laws' houses. He would con his friends. He would con anybody. He's a fucking ass. I hate him. I listened to this podcast and I was just like, this guy is a piece of fucking work.
Yeah, that sucks.
He's a piece of work. So,
This one is from stuff.co.nz or whatever. So, well, it was, I want to say it's not Sandra Oh. He defrauded
a celebrity?
A designer, yeah.
Not Vera Wang. Sandra Oh is an actress.
I know, Brandy. I know that was wrong.
Oh, speaking of which, have you been watching Killing Eve? No.
I have not.
Oh my god, it's awesome. Villanelle, man. She homegirl is like
her name is Lisa Ho.
Fucking Terminator. Anyway,
her name is Lisa Ho. So, Lisa Ho was introduced to McLaren through her ex-husband in late 2011 and fucking paid that full $850,000 of her superannuation. Oh my god, why is it 9 o'clock? We're freaking...
Is it really?
It's 9 o'clock.
Oh my god.
We're doing this on Saturday for you guys because it's Mother's Day.
Saturday night, yeah.
Saturday night. Anyway, so she gave her $850,000 of her superannuation with the expectation that he would invest it. McLaren deposited $100,000 in a now bankrupt investment company, but spent the remainder as he liked. So this motherfucker had like 35 different fucking bank accounts.
What?
Uh-huh. Oh, he operated 30 different bank accounts in various business names and under one alias and frequently shifted funds between them as he operated a pyramid. It was a fucking Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
A pyramid tile
scheme.
Some of the victims received about $569,000 of money back while others got none. So, he says that he paid back, you know, a lot of victims because it was the Sandra Ho chick who kind of was like, I'm not letting this die and I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Eyes wide staring at him.
Good.
And that's kind of how he kind of got his comeuppance. Is that a word?
Yes.
Yeah. So what they were saying is like for decades, he duped victims again in the States, Canada, Britain, Hong Kong, and Australia. He was also pretending to be a barrister. What is that? A barrister or a lawyer?
A lawyer.
Okay, so he was pretending to be a barrister.
In England. Or in Australia. Because we don't call them barristers here.
So it's in Australia.
Okay.
He pretended to be an investment fraud manager, a Harvard graduate.
Of course, because why not?
Yeah. And so for the crime that he's going down for now, it's just for $7 million that he defrauded people. But it's way more.
Of course, if you're doing this for 30 fucking years.
Well, for this one, they're saying the dates on it is from 2011 to 2017.
Oh my
they're
God.
Only pulling those different dates.
Oh, my God. So, internationally, this is internationally, right?
Yeah.
Like, so even people...
They say there's only 15 victims on this one right now that he's going down for. But he's been doing this for fucking years.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of victims that are just like... I'm never going to get that fucking money back.
And they're not, because he's in jail.
Yeah.
He can't pay you back from jail.
Yeah, not at all. So he got $7 million from the victims, including Lisa Ho, by claiming he had access to lucrative investment opportunities, including insider knowledge of a gold mine. Eat a dick. You're so full of shit.
Maybe it's this fucking, this gold mine, this Silver Queen gold mine over here.
Right? So his name is Hamish Earl, the name he changed to, Hamish Earl McLaren, who is now 48. And,
he's 48.
Yeah, took $7.66 million from 15 victims in a trail of deception that lasted May 2011 until his arrest in 2017. But he's still fucking sitting around in jail. But he would urge victims to cash their superannuation, redraw from their mortgages, sell their shares, and apply for home loans to give him money for non-existent investment schemes that he promised a high return.
What?
So I don't think there was anything consistent. I think, like, he'd be like, oh, well, you know, how much do you want? Like, how much can you give me? You know, I think he was just a fucking salesman. And he knew the language and he knew how to get money from people. But the funny thing is, like, there was no paper trail of any money that he'd ever earned, but he was just balling out of control.
Why would there be a paper trail? The only paper trail is of him depositing other people's freaking money mm-hmm. into his bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't writing them receipts, right? But they did say he was making, like, he would give them, like, fake statements and shit. Yeah, you're right. He would do that.
But still, that's just fucking... Ugh. That's so... Ugh.
And he actually pleaded guilty, too, so he knows if he pleads guilty, you know, there's...
What about the autism thing? His lawyers were saying that he had autism.
I had no idea.
It was on the podcast. Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
They were like, he has autism, so we need to, like, postpone some shit.
Was that the bonus episode?
No, that was on the episode, the second episode.
I've been listening to this thing for, like, 2 weeks. Guys, I did
think there's only, isn't there, like, 8 episodes?
Yeah, and they're, like, each an hour.
Well, the first one was, like, 25 minutes.
I'm not going to give Hamish my whole life. Like, I've got other podcasts to listen to.
You can tackle that one in a day, but, no, but, like, his lawyers were trying to claim that he had autism, and one of the guys was like, he's not autistic, he's just a super asshole.
He's a fucking dick.
Yeah, he was like, but that's not a medical diagnosis. Like,
it's in my phone, I think. It's okay. Whatever. Anyway, looking at his finances, he's getting paid from nobody. There's no paper trail, there's no money.
He has no job.
He has no fucking job. Where is this money coming from? It's coming from other people.
Yeah.
So,
he's a fucking grifter.
Well, the $250,000 guy, the guy who's like, you know, I know where the money is, he thinks he has it stashed in the Caribbean somewhere.
Mm, possible.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No.
I think we have a bank account in the Caribbean.
Really?
My husband does.
Can he make me one?
For what? For fucking what? What do you need it for?
I don't know, but I might.
I don't know. I want options.
I might Wolf of Wall Street that shit. Yeah. Who knows?
This guy, she's a fucking asshole. I'm just like, be weary. If anybody talks to you about money and they're like a quote-unquote friend and they're like, you need to invest with me, no. Don't believe them.
Yeah, no.
Oh, he's a friend. Fuck him.
And especially if they're telling you to take out a mortgage on your house.
Just rent some money. Just borrow some extra money. You're telling me to go into debt.
I need to get a loan to give it to you so that you can make me money. Are you out of your fucking mind?
You must be out of your fucking mind. Think that's gonna fucking fly over here. Fuck you.
Dude.
He's an asshole. I just don't want to give him any more time because he's garbage. He's super garbage and he's a sicko. He preys on children. He preys on anybody. Anybody that he can fucking prey on, he can do that.
Like anybody who comes into contact.
He's a life ruiner. Where? Like, he's ruining fucking lives.
People getting divorced over this shit.
Divorced. People got to change their names. People don't want to be able to be found. They got to change their phone numbers. You're a home wrecker now. You know, your business has gone belly up because you've taken the money. I'm retired and I've given you money. Now I got to go back to fucking work so we can make money.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Oh, I invested my child's college tuition. Thanks a fucking lot, asshole. Yeah. There's always somebody out there that wants what you have.
Yep.
There's always somebody out there that wants what you have. Don't make it easy on them.
Don't make it easy.
Make them fucking work.
Dude, don't give anybody your money. Don't do that. If it's not a reputable company, and even that you can't even trust. Look at Bernie fucking Madoff. Like, you can't even trust reputable companies.
Madoff wasn't, like, fucking with people's kids. Like, this guy's a fucking asshole. Yeah. I think that's what really made me sick about him. I was like, how fucking dare you? How dare you?
Yeah. And, like, you know, she was a prime target because her home life wasn't great.
Exactly.
And she needed somebody to look up to.
Yep.
And somebody to say, hey, let me take you under my wing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help you do this.
She was talking about getting out, that. Too. And she was like, she wanted to get out. She wanted to leave. She wanted to grow. And he was like, I've done that. I've left. Come with me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Hamish.
That's what sucks. And so you took this girl who was very impressionable.
Yes.
Who was looking for a way out and thought she saw it in this fucking asshole.
He's a fucking
and
asshole.
Yeah, so she was basically the perfect fucking target for him.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And he dated many women, and many women were like, you're a creep. Or like someone, lots of girls, like there was lots of red flags with women. They're like, ooh, you're creep status. that would get away. I mean, like there were people that would interact with them who would decide, no, there's something not right here.
Yeah.
And like, okay, on to the next. Moving on.
Yeah, like he didn't even like waste time trying to get like ingratiate himself to the to these people.
And like one girl was like he would just listen to me and like, you know, no one
and stare.
He wasn't trying to fuck her. He just wanted to listen to her.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not trying to fuck me, I know there's something wrong.
Maybe he's a gentleman, but no, like, dating for 10 weeks.
You're making me doubt my hotness.
You're dating for 10 weeks and you're not trying to fuck? Yeah, that's a problem.
There's a problem there.
Yeah.
What's going on?
For sure. And,
God. What's going on? He's a creep. He's a sick sicko. They say he's a psychopath. They're like, he's either a psychopath or a sociopath. But he leans more towards psychopath. Because
yeah, probably.
If you can, like, sleep at night and you can call people on the phone knowing that you're holding their money up and just be like, oh, it's okay, mate. You know, don't worry. I'm going to be a good cunt. Don't worry. I'm going to get your money.
I'm going to be a good cunt.
I don't know. I can't even speak right now. I'm just tired. But I can't, oh man, he's yeah, a fucking asshole.
He needs to have a dildo in his butt.
Ooh.
For sure.
Oh, well.
He's still in jail. So he is, he's awaiting sentencing next month, actually, June 2019. So he is now in custody at Sydney's Long Bay Jail.
So go visit him.
If you want to see him, he's got bitches coming to visit him.
No.
Yes, he does. Ladies, he's garbage. Don't fuck with this guy.
Dude, okay.
Yes.
These people, women who date men that are in jail already, only do it because they know that motherfucker's not going nowhere.
Exactly. I know where you are. You can't go anywhere.
Exactly. You can't cheat on me. You can't do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then once they get out, they're like, oh.
Okay. Oh, you. You're home.
Gotta go.
Ew, I'm just, he's a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah, he's like top two fucking, like, people who just need to not be on this planet.
30 sure. years. 30 years doing that. But how, yeah. But like you said, how long was Madoff doing it? But then people would report him. People would report him. They would file police reports, and then they would just do nothing because it's like, you gave him this money.
Yeah.
There's no fraud. There's no, it's just like, you gave it to him. You signed your house over to him. You know, you took out a loan.
And there was no paperwork. Like, he didn't give them any paperwork that said, I will return such and such and blah, blah, blah.
Like a promissory note.
Yeah. Nothing. There was nothing. It was just, give me some money.
Give me some money. I'm going to make this happen.
And I'm not giving you shit.
Right.
In return. Like, uh-huh. You don't even get a receipt.
I'm going to give you some heartache.
You don't even get a fucking receipt.
You're getting heartache.
Even crack dealers give you receipts, according to Whitney. But...
Did you hear that? Did you see that meme that Chris Rock did and everybody was mad at him?
No.
So it was like that picture of Whitney Houston and she has the glasses on and she just looks like she's perturbed. And it's like when you find out that this meeting could have been an email or something like that. When it's like, this could have been an email rather than a meeting, and she just looks like she's ready to go, like arms crossed or whatever.
I think I've seen that.
But then Chris Rock says, yeah, hurry up. I got some crack to smoke or something.
Oh, God.
And then, like, Bobby Brown, like, was like, I will fuck you up.
Oh, God.
Don't you talk about the queen of whatever.
The mother of my children.
The mother of my child. Well, Bobby Christina's dead, too,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So he was mad. Bobby Brown was, like, trying to get at him or whatever. Gotta hurry up, got some crack to smoke or something. It was just like, Chris Rock, you're such a dick. What a dick.
Oh, well.
This is this fucking asshole, Hamish McLaren, Hamish Watson, Hamish, you're shite. You're a shite person.
You're shite, you're shit, you're a piece of shit,
you're a pile
of shit, you ain't worth shit, you ain't never gonna be shit.
And that's like, okay, one girl that he was dating, he would tell him that, like, I know, this needs to be over, but, oh, I'm going to go visit my aunt and uncle. They took care of me when my parents died in that plane accident.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh my God, their neighborhood is garbage. I can never live here. This is bullshit. This is garbage. And the girl was like, it's actually a nice neighborhood. He was like, ugh, it's filth. Eh. But it turns out he was visiting his fucking parents.
Okay, that's what I was about to say. So where are his parents? That was my question. Mm-hmm. Tracy, was he telling this to Tracy?
Probably.
That basically he didn't like his parents' neighborhood. And, you know, he was probably trying to do better than his parents.
Exactly.
And he was trying to, like, you know, outdo his parents or whatever because they didn't give him enough love, and so he wanted to be better than them. Ugh, God, this guy.
He's fucking garbage.
Somebody literally, like, needs to just hammer a nail right into his forehead.
Ray, what did we talk about, violence?
Look, I believe violence works when it's directed at the right person.
You sound like the Mad Queen. You sound like the Mad Queen.
I'm just saying.
At least they know who to blame when the fucking sky comes down on them.
Look, I'm just saying, You ruined old people's lives. You ruined young people's lives. You ruined people's lives.
He's a life ruiner. Do you know what I'm mad about? Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Do you know what I'm mad
about? That was funny.
Do you know what I'm mad about?
What?
That motherfucker in the movies today.
Which one?
That asshole sitting in front of us and his girl, the one that was right in front of you.
Uh-huh.
And the girl. When they sat down, he was like, "Oh, these are our seats. Oh, well, we'll wait for someone to move us. We'll wait for someone to kick us out."
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's what he said?
He fucking said that.
Because that kid couldn't fit with his family.
That kid couldn't. This motherfucker, guys. This fucking I shake my fist at him. So we just saw Endgame. And it wasn't full, but it was kind of full. So the people in front of us, a couple sat down, and the guy said, I heard him, "Oh, these aren't our seats, but oh well, we'll just wait for someone to come," because they were assigned seats.
And those were, because that boy's seat was number 19, and we were in, what were we in, 19, 20, and 21?
We were in 20, 19, and 18. So there was one seat on the end, and it was that seat, the guy that was sitting in, that was that boy's seat. So this family comes to sit down, and he's looking
They should have got their fucking asses up when they got there. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so the guy's like looking at a ticket, and it's a kid, like he's like 15 maybe, and his younger siblings and mom. He's like trying to sit down, and they're like, "Well, look at the ticket." He's like, "It says 19. And this guy is like, "Oh, well, do you want to see my ticket?" Knowing that like a young kid's not going to crush him, but I want to say, "Yeah, show him the fucking ticket."
He said that? Do you want to see my ticket? Uh-huh. I didn't hear
That's
that.
That's why I turned on my phone. So I was like, "Oh, well, did you see me turn my light on?" I was like, "Here, can you see?" And the guy looked back at me like, "I know you're not supposed to be sitting here, but I'm not trying to get punched in the face by a dude because he..."
Well, if he punched you in the face, then he was going to go down.
Yeah.
I would have kicked him in the fucking head.
He was an asshole because like he was just like... Because the girl, when the family walked all the way down to the end, the girl was like, "Whisper, whisper, whisper." And he was like, "There's a bunch of seats in here. It's fine. There's a bunch of seats in here." And then when they sat down, and then the people whose seats they were in, the mom was like, "These are our seats." They had to come back. And then there was not a seat for that boy. And he had to go and sit at the other end.
Oh,
and
my
then the
God.
Girl, the girl was like, she was like, "He's over there sitting by himself." And they made a big thing. Like,
yeah.
"Oh, do you want to sit over here? Do you want to sit
yeah,
here?"
Yeah, the guy was saying that.
"We can let you sit
the
here."
The kid was like, "No, it's fine. It's fine." But yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, those weren't their seats. And he like made a whole fucking shit show. I'm sure that guy's a fucking asshole. Because if that was my dude, I'd be like, "Get your fucking ass up. You know these aren't our seats."
That is not okay.
Brady,
that's not okay.
I was boiling. I just wanted to say, "You know they're not your thing!"
The movie hadn't started yet, so you should have said it. You should have said something.
Dude.
Actually, the movie was starting.
It was starting.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was. Because I was like, why is she standing there? Like, I had no idea what was going on.
I was like this. Watching. And I was just like,
You should have said, that right there, that is his seat. To the mom. You should have just told the mom.
But if that was my son, I was like, "These are our seats,
yeah.
So let me see your ticket."
Yeah.
If I was the mom...
Are you even supposed to be in this movie?
Look it. If I was... Because she didn't say anything. That mom didn't say a damn thing.
No.
But I would be like, "I know these are our seats, so yeah, I do want to see your ticket."
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Get your ass to the front, bitch. Get out of here.
That's not...
I was hot. I was seriously hot, and I was just like, this is not my fight, but...
Dude, we totally could have used a superhero in that fucking situation.
I would have Thor and chopped that motherfucker's head off.
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry. I didn't say whose head got chopped off. It could have been anybody's head.
Well, if Thor's chopping off a head, you know.
Thor's like...
Oh, he's not chopping off Tony Stark's head.
Brandy, step right in the movie for people.
Oh,
that just came out of nowhere.
What's happening right now?
Nothing. I was just mad about that. That really burnt me up. But I was just like, this. Honestly, like, I was like, this is not my fight. But I wanted to be like, yeah, get your ticket. And then he'd be like, what are you doing in this conversation? You
know? It doesn't matter. That's a kid.
It is a kid.
Like, any adult can step up for a child.
Exactly. His mother was there, though.
Well, she didn't know what to do. She was a tiny little, like, Filipino lady, so. And that dude was, like, some big Mexican dude.
Exactly. That's what I was like. I don't want to get punched in the face.
You think his girlfriend, wife, whoever she was, would have let him punch you in
yeah,
the face?
Yeah, I really do. She probably gets punched in the face.
Oh, no.
The way she sat there and shut up.
Yeah.
While all that's going on.
Yeah.
You don't think she was just going to sit there and let her husband go crazy?
No.
Because he looked like a crazy dude to me, personally.
He looked like an old asshole to me.
Exactly. An old asshole was a bad asshole. Anyway.
No.
Your old dirty asshole.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
That's funny. That's what Norma was talking about, like, this morning. We were talking about something. Oh, we were talking about fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, God,
nowadays, you know, back then we used to wear baggy stuff. Now they're wearing these skinny jeans and blah, blah, blah. And because of my jeans, because I was like, he was like, are those skinny jeans? I was like, yeah, I'm a girl. I can wear skinny jeans. But he was talking about baggy clothes. And I was like, well, they still wear the clothes, their pants hanging off their asses today, too. And he was like, I was like, they better not do that in jail. Or, you know, that's a, that right there is a freaking a sign for somebody to come and take some ass, right? So we were, had been watching Lock Up, like, this was, like, a long time ago. And this guy, one of the prisoners, was like, you know, one thing that, you know, helps the time go by in here is booty.
Ew.
And then he was like, you know, and ew, these dudes coming up in here with their pants hanging around their ass, you know, that's just a sign right there. I'll just take it. I'll just take some booty.
That's gross.
So Norman was like, well, if they're going to take my booty, they're going to take some nasty, dirty booty. He was like, if you want some ass, you're going to get some dirty ass. And I was like, you're nasty. It's like, they'll make you take a shower in prison. He was like, I don't care. They ain't getting some clean ass.
You better fight for this dirty.
I was like, you're so gross. That's
disgusting. You're so gross.
Anyway.
So that was Hamish McLaren, that piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
he is. But most of the people we talk about are pieces of shit. So.
Right. I just like.
He's just the extra special piece of shit.
Extra special piece of shit.
Yeah.
For fucking up that family.
Yeah.
He fucked up many families, but you know what you did. Anyway,
you stupid fuck.
You stupid fucker. Brandy, what's your thumbs up?
7 followers to 125 followers this week on Instagram.
Oh.
Oh, my, like, I had an Instagram that I forgot the password to.
Brandy Loves Content.
Yeah, I changed that name because, you know, I'm using that one actually for just, like, business promotion stuff. So I was like, I'm gonna just, like, you know, do the thing because that's what I do. I'm going to do it. So I did it. And so now I have like, I'm like gaining followers really quick.
Good.
And I don't have to worry about, you know how you get those, oh, gain 1,000 followers, you know, those assholes. I got like 2 of those, but I'm like, I don't need your help, you fuckers. So I'm going to give thumbs up for that.
Thumbs up for the follow.
Yeah, for the follow. Thank you guys for following me. It's like all like estheticians and doctor's offices and stuff. So
that's good.
It's cool.
That's good.
What's your thumbs up for the week?
I don't know.
Our thumbs down is to that asshole in the movies today.
I wanted to fuck somebody up. I really did.
Yeah, that's lame.
I really did. My thumbs up was 70s party last night. That was a lot of fun. I went to a 70s party, and I love that I could just throw on anything and just say it's 70s, and it's amazing. Just throw on a cute little jumper, and some, I wore those red and orange, wedges I got from Express, like, years ago.
The ones where that lady was like, oh, you can't get those colors, those ones?
Yes, yes, those ones. Oh, yeah. So it was, I was super cute. I love the freaking music. Like, all I want to do is listen to like 70s music right now on Alexa. I just want to boogie Wonderland. You know what I'm saying?
Wonderland.
Hey Mauro, happy birthday, buddy. Anyway, but it was a good time. So this week, it was a good week. Just looking forward to fucking Game of Thrones tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Game of Thrones.
It's halfway over.
We have 2 episodes left.
So it is 6 episodes then, right?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah,
6 episodes.
That's what I thought.
So, if you guys are watching Game of Thrones, what do you think? Man.
Ugh, God, Cersei.
Cersei, queen bitch in charge. Ugh, can't stand her.
Honestly, I have never wanted to chop somebody's head off as much as I want to chop her head off.
Well, maybe that's whose head Thor chopped off. Anyway, but we're gonna cut it short. So visit us online, visit us at bookoflies podcast.com. Hit us up on the Twitters, Book of Lies Pod, Instagram Book of Lies Podcast. Brandy is on the Instagram now, and
I've been on Instagram.
She was not active on Instagram.
I have 2 Instagram accounts, but okay. My bad. Go ahead.
I won't say shit, Ben. Follow me on Instagram, Thumbzilla.
Oh, my God. I told you, _unicornproblems_ on Instagram. And if you want to follow my business Instagram, it's Brandy Loves Content.
With an eye. Brandy with an eye.
With an eye. And guys, we have an episode up on Patreon for our Patreons. So the lowest tier to get in is $2. We will send you a sticker. You'll go ahead and get to listen to an episode of us talking about Misfits. And we will write you a thank you note.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. And I love hand lettering stuff, so you know.
Brandy's got some fancy handwriting. She can write in cursive and everything.
What's cursive? Mm-hmm. You know those teenagers can't read cursive anymore.
Did you see that?
We could cripple a freaking generation.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Just keep them ignorant. Ignorant. Don't be ignorant.
Oh, God. Please don't.
Anyway.
So we need to talk about that motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it.
Oh, my God.
Leaving Wonderland?
It's so bad.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's so bad.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, my God.
I need to. I probably will do that. So, watch Misfits if you're not watching Misfits. Watch it on Hulu. It's great. I started watching that movie, the series, The Act, with Patricia Arquette.
Did you?
Gypsy Rose.
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
Yeah, but...
I listened to the podcast about it. I know the story already.
No, there is a special on HBO, like a documentary with actual Gypsy Rose talking about, like, what happened.
She's happy in jail, though, isn't she? She's, like, flourishing.
She's not under her mom's crazy
family. Finally, my mom's not making me do things I shouldn't need to do. She had a fucking feeding tube. Are you kidding me?
Her mother was fucking crazy.
She had, what's that called? Munchausen?
Munchausen by proxy.
Bitch. Bitch! Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, guys.
She freaking made her... She shaved her head to make her look sick.
Yep.
She... Oh, my God. Oh my gosh, she made her sit in a wheelchair.
Yep.
The girl could walk.
Yep.
Ugh, just ridiculous.
And she lied about her age, too.
Yeah, she did.
She was confused. Poor thing.
Gypsy Rose was ignorant. She was kept ignorant. Like, just, it was bad. But yeah, she talks about it. There's a documentary on HBO. And it's Gypsy Rose's interview. Like, they talk to her the whole time. And
really?
Then they reenact certain little scenes and stuff. But they talk, she's the one telling her story.
As she should.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, this releases on Tuesday, so happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
I hope your Tuesday's fabulous.
And for all the moms, happy belated Mother's Day.
Happy belated Mother's Day, moms. Do whatever you want. Hopefully your kids will behave themselves. Mine aren't.
No. Tell me about it.
Wonderland! Anyway, so, we're gonna sign off. So, again, thank you for listening. We love you. Come on back. We're going to bring some good shit to you next week. Brandy's going to cover Dirty Motherfucking John.
Oh my God, Dirty John.
That motherfucker. Anyway, so I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.